This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across bars, clubs, community halls, even TikTok feeds, line dancing is suddenly everywhere again. It isn't just cowboy boots and achy breaky heart anymore. It's waltz, swing, salsa, disco, rock and roll, and rooms full of people of all ages moving in sync. But here's the curious thing. Behind all the fun, researchers are discovering some surprising health benefits, everything from fitness and mental well-being to memory and community connections. So today we're speaking with Danielle Lalagadec, Senior Lecturer and Head of Course for the Graduate Certificate in Nursing at CQ University. Danielle, are you a line dancer?
I am indeed. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
What pulled you in and what surprised you most in the, I suppose, the early classes?
Well, to be honest, I did the study first. And while I was doing the study, I read about the wonderful health benefits, and I thought, oh, I've got to give this a go. And that's what pulled me into line dancing.
That's really encouraging. So when someone goes and studies it, finds the results and says, right, we're onto something, we're going to do it. What were some of the health benefits that you encountered during the study?
Obvious one for most people is the actual physical activity. The fact that we're getting off our chairs, that we're getting away from our screens, and we're starting to move. So it's really great. It gives you a bit of a cardiovascular workout, but it's low impact exercise. So it's a lot easier on the joints. It helps with flexibility, with gait, with coordination, with balance. So it's really, really good for our aging population because it reduces the risk of falls and it keeps us active.
So it's like
it's for all ages.
It's like a total tune-up then. It affects all parts of the body.
It does. And the great thing about it is the level of intensity of the exercise is really dependent on your own ability. So to the same tune, we'll have young people that will be really putting in a lot of energy and doing swirls and kicks and jumps. Whereas the more fragile, older population in the same class, they'll be doing more shuffling and moving up and down. They wouldn't be doing too many spins. So it's a wonderful combination.
Danielle, you know what I love about it is if you're trying it for the first time, you can always get into the back line and hope that they don't turn around and face the front. But it's a good way to get into it, isn't it, even if you haven't done dancing before?
I'm afraid that's where you're actually wrong. If you go to a class, they're going to put you in the very front. Because you've got to be close to the instructor. You've got to be able to see what they're doing. And you've got to remember, we do it to four walls. So we're constantly facing a different direction. If you're at the back, you're suddenly finding yourself with nobody in front of you to lead you and not knowing the steps. So I reckon kind of in the middle's best.
Oh, okay.
But the instructors always put the newbies in the very front row.
Okay, so I'll get to the middle. I was doing hot yoga recently and I hadn't done it for a while and I thought I'll go to the back row, and the instructor obviously realised that and said, okay, for this class we're all facing the other direction. And I was at the front. It was terrible. But let's talk about the mental health benefits of doing line dancing. What does that show?
Oh, it's just so great because, you know, while you're moving around and you're amongst friends, your body starts producing those endorphins, those feel-good chemicals, which lift mood, which give you so much joy. It reduces anxiety. It reduces depression. But I think the big contributor is that you're amongst friends. You're amongst people that are sharing a activity that we all love doing. And that's what gives us such a sense of accomplishment. And when we can't do the steps, we laugh together. And when we can do the steps, we laugh together. So it's just such a fun activity.
We're chatting with Danielle Lagadec from Central Queensland University about the health benefits of line dancing and why it's having a huge revival. What do you think of it? 0427 569 949. Danielle, someone said, check out Saddle Club, Inner West Sydney. It's queer line dancing. There's also a dancing here at the Pride Centre in Melbourne, which is good as well. Just on the social side of it, I mean, you don't need to go there with a partner, do you? You can go by yourself and, like you said, everyone just laughs.
And that's the joy of line dancing, because it's an unpartnered, choreographed dance, and the steps are very simple. The problem is, it depends on the combination of those steps. So the level of complexity increases as you become more experienced. And it can be quite a challenge. So because it's a challenge, it really works your brain capacity, your cognitive ability. It improves cognitive abilities. It improves memory. It's even been used for therapy for people suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, wow.
It tends, or it seems to retard the development of those problems.
Is that to do with the remembering the sequences, having to get your brain around the different sequences? Does that have part of the benefit as well?
I'm sure it is, but it's also about having to focus and concentrate. So it really trains you to keep focus, keep concentrating. And I can tell you, you know, I'm an academic. And the first time I went, it was a lesson in humility, because I could not remember the steps. I couldn't keep up. And even now, I've been going for a year. If they introduce new dances at the end of the class, which is almost 2 hours long, there's no way I can keep up, because I'm just too challenged at that stage. I'm just too tired. So it really, really makes you think, concentrate, focus. It's a great exercise.
What would you say to someone, Danielle, who said, you know what, I really want to go along. I'm a little bit nervous to go along to a new event, lots of people there. What would you say? Because you went through that recently. What would you say?
Oh, absolutely. We're all friends. There are people there from all walks of life. We are all just so pleased to be there, and it is so addictive. Once you get going with it, it's hard to give up, because those friendships that you form and the support that you get from these like-minded people, it extends beyond the dance floor. We go out together, we have meals together, we support each other. It's just such a wonderful friendship. And you mustn't be afraid. I went there all on my own. I knew nobody, and I just went to have a go. And it was really great.
And do you feel a lot healthier physically as well?
I'm sure jogging would be good for me too, but, you know, it's just not my thing. So I'd much rather believe that what I'm doing is good for my health, mm-hmm. and I'm having fun doing it, because I don't even realize that I'm having a cardiovascular workout. But, you know, after 2 hours of
2 hours.
Being active, being on the floor continuously, you've had a good workout.
You've convinced me, Danielle. This message has come in as well, saying it should be part of community aged care plans. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. And you know, there are groups that do line dancing in the aged care facilities. And there's quite a lot of research that's been done on it. In fact, a lot of the research that we looked at had to do with healthy aging and how we can include line dancing in healthy aging programs. But you know, Warren, what was interesting, not only healthy aging, it was even introduced into universities to increase students' success in doing the exams, because it makes them focus, it gets them away from their computers, it brings them together, it increases their joy, their community, it makes them feel so much better.
Danielle, I'm so glad we had this conversation. I remember doing line dancing or boot scooting. It was like every Sunday in the 90s here in Melbourne. It was so much fun. And then all of a sudden, it just died off. No one was doing it anymore. So I'm so glad that it's having a revival. The challenge now is going to be go along and join it.
And there are dozens and dozens of places that offer it. You know, we live in Queensland, in a small regional town. And there's over a dozen places right here in our little town that will offer line dancing sessions. So just Google it for your region, and I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Danielle, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a real pleasure, and I'd really encourage everyone to have a go. It's cheap, it's easy, you don't need boots, you don't need a Stetson, you don't need jeans. We just go with runners, with sand shoes, with sandals, with anything. It's fine. You just need a piece of open ground, you need somebody to lead you, a little bit of music, and a lot of enthusiasm. That's all you need.
I love it, Danielle. Thank you so much.
It's a real pleasure, and thank you.
Thank you. Danielle Lalagadik, Senior Lecturer from Central Queensland University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.